Hi there, my dear. It's LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense, with a dose of daily direction for you. If you've got a minute or two to hang out with me, today I want to tackle some really hard questions, but hopefully in a way in which I can keep it simple and provide you with some clarity and direction around, drumroll please, a few of these questions being, number one, LaShonda, where do I start? I get that question so much. Either where do I start with my business, or girl, you got a lot going on. You have a lot of good on SisterSense.com. I've got some of your stuff. I'm curious about some of your stuff. I honestly just don't know where to dig in first. So where do I start either with respect to my business, or where do I start with the training on SisterSense.com? And what should I be doing right now, whether you are a new entrepreneur or a growpreneur, somebody who's already in business, where should you be? What should you be doing right now? That's what we're going to tackle today in my daily dose of direction. Yes. All right. So as I said before, I felt compelled to share this message with you because, man, I've been trying to tackle and answer this question as best as I can for a wide variety of entrepreneurs. So you can listen to this message whether you are, in an existing business or just fresh off the block. There's something in here for you. Essentially, today what I'm going to do is I'm going to share something that I've created. It's called The 7 Modes of Building a Solid Business Online. Okay. And when I say 7 modes, essentially what I'm sharing is this: at any given time of the week, of the month, of the year, I am in one of 7 modes when it comes to building my business. So I sat down and I broke down those 7 modes so that I can help you figure out where you are right now. Because when you ask me the question, where do I start? My response, start where you are. Now, you've got to figure out where that is, which is why now we're going to dive into these 7 modes. And then from there, again, the clarity will begin to unfold. So let me first break down the 7 modes and then I'll dig in a little bit deeper. Number 1, idea mode. Creation mode is number 2. Number 3, launch mode. Marketing mode. Client mode. Break mode. Revamp mode. Okay, so those are the 7, okay? In a not so quick and, well, quick and not so dirty way. You're either at any given time, I am in any one of these modes. And I created it this way because I feel like this is, for me, representative of a lot of entrepreneurs building an online business. At any given time, you are in mode number 1, which is idea mode, trying to figure out the 5 W's plus the 1 H, right? The who, what, where, when, and why, and how of the conversation. Now, if you are in idea mode, by the way, for each of these modes, I'm just going to give you a little bit of what it is and the kind of resources that I have relevant to that particular mode, okay? So if you're in idea mode, it's possible that either you're in the pre-startup phase and you're trying to figure out how to make money online, how to monetize your magic, things like that, then I actually have a ton of content on that. At sistersense.com/MMO, I have some trainings on how to make money online. I also have my free ebook on how to maximize your money magic. When I break down in the free ebook, essentially some of the things that I've done to make money consistently on the web. And then I have what I call Explorepreneur. Now I created another series to go with what I'm talking to you today. For me, it's about these 7 modes and 4 phases of entrepreneurship. I believe that most entrepreneurs fall into 4 phases. Either you are in the Explorepreneur phase, trying to figure out what you want to do. The Newpreneur phase, trying to get your new business off the ground. The Growpreneur phase, trying to grow your relatively new business, or the GoPropreneur phase when you're established and you're trying to take things to the next level. So for my Explorepreneurs, I have a series of trainings and videos on how I got started, how I make money online, the different ways that I learned how to monetize, so I can basically help you explore your options, okay? And take you inside of my process of making money online so I can give you some inspiration as far as what your possibilities are, right? You know, wow, LaShonda's been online for almost 20 years. These are the things that she's done, and maybe some of these things I might be interested in doing too, okay? So if you are in idea mode, again, some of these resources that I've created might be the kind of resources that you need right now, okay? Keep in mind, I'm just going to pause for a second and say this. As I'm sharing this audio message with you, I've also created a document. The document, you can find it at sissasense.com/SHH, okay? SHH stands for Start Here Help, okay? So the document, basically, it breaks down the 7 modes, and for each mode, I'm sharing the same resources I'm telling you about in this audio message, okay? So don't worry if you can't spell something I said or you miss something. If you're in idea mode, I'm going to tell you, okay, before I even continue this conversation about idea mode, let me say this. Outside of the fact that this power PDF, this document that breakdowns all 7 modes is at sissasense.com/SHH. Okay. That's number one. Outside of the fact that that PDF is there for you. Okay. Regardless of what mode you are in, because I'm going to break these modes down for you today. Regardless of what mode you are in, I honestly believe that pretty much every entrepreneurial person who comes to me should start with my Map Out Your Master Plan experience. Map Out Your Master Plan is a combination of several trainings that I've done. And I'm going to say 2 of the trainings in there, just hands down. Number one, the Success Map training. So inside the Success Map training, which I believe is a 3-hour intensive, I share with you how you can take a look at your products, price them, and figure out what your revenue goals are, from the annual revenue goal down to what you need to make every single day to hit those numbers. So the Success Map, awesome. Then also there is the Map Out Your Master Plan intensive. By the way, these are webinars, so you can sit and you can watch them, instant access. They're already done and they're online for you. Okay. And so the Map Out Your Master Plan intensive, that video training, I share how you should approach 3 R's: your revenue, your reach, and your routine. So whether you are in idea mode or you've got a current business, Map Out Your Master Plan is about getting clear around, number one, revenue. What are you going to sell? Who are you going to sell to actually make money? Number two, reach. How are you going to reach people? What marketing strategies are you going to implement? And number three, routines. What kind of routine should you be integrating into your life and into your business so that you can effectively, productively, intentionally move forward? So your revenue, your reach, your routines. I share what I do in my business, and I provide some ideas and recommendations and clarity for you around those 3 areas, okay? So Map Out Your Master Plan. You can just get the intensive for Map Out Your Master Plan, or you can get the extended edition. I broke it in 2 parts because, again, I wanted it to be budget friendly. I'm very much about helping support entrepreneurial women who are starting off on what I started off on, which was a flostering budget, little to nothing. So I try to create resources and trainings that are budget friendly and give you options because of that. So all the links to everything that I'm going to share with you today, as far as the 7 modes, again, are in the PDF that I created for you. And this PDF, the Start Here Help PDF, is at sissasense.com/SHH. I'm going to say this because I just love sharing my links and audios, but Map Out Your Master Plan, that intensive is at sissasense.com/masterplan. Okay. That's where that is, in case you're curious. The link is also in that PDF. So don't worry if you don't know how to spell it, or, you know, you're somebody who, you're not a great typer. So sometimes you make mistakes. Trust me, I type fast, but I type horribly. Spelling errors and all, because I type fast. So having that little power PDF, the Start Here Help PDF, is going to be so helpful to you, because so you can just click and go to whatever resource you feel is relevant to where you are right now. Okay. So let's go back. Let's go back for a second. I said to you, the first mode is idea mode. And essentially, think about that. Are you right now in a space where you're just kind of working through ideas? Let me ask you, before we even dig in even further into the idea mode, which one of these start phrases best describes you? Are you in startup, jumpstart, restart, or fresh start when it comes to being in idea mode? You're in a space where you want to start up a new business, or you want to jumpstart an existing business. Maybe you fell off and life got challenging, so you're ready to get back on track and restart your business. Or maybe you want a fresh start. You want to do something completely different, switch gears, you know, either go from the 9-to-5 world to the online world, or maybe you've been an entrepreneur for a while and you want to do something that you've never done before, reach another target market. Again, startup, jumpstart, restart, fresh start, pick one of those. Think about that with respect to idea mode. And in that space, are you trying to figure out either how to get started, how to make money, or, you know, who you want to target, what you want to sell to them, why you want to sell that to them? Getting clarity around identifying your target customer and creating an avatar for that particular person. You may be in that space, right? But idea mode isn't necessarily just about newbies. Maybe you are in a space where you have a business and right now you're not necessarily trying to figure out how to start it up, but you're trying to figure out, well, who do I want to target right now? What kind of offer do I want to create right now? Do I want to reinvent myself? So say something new to someone new. Who is that person? You know, I create new offers all the time, so I'm always getting to a place where I'm in idea mode, and it doesn't necessarily mean I'm starting my business over, and sometimes I'm in idea mode just thinking about who I want to reach right now and what I want to create for that particular target person, okay? So that's number one. And again, like I said before, if you're in idea mode, my Map Out Your Master Plan intensive on how you need to work on your revenue reach and routines, really a really solid place to start. If you're in idea mode and you don't know how to make money online and you'd love to learn about the profit possibilities, my Explorepreneur guide. Awesome. Okay. So, again, when you ask me the question, where do I start? My response, start where you are. Are you in number one, idea mode? Number two, creation mode. Yeah. I love to create amazing. I am the kind of girl that if I could just create all day, I would be so happy. Like sunshine everywhere. You know, some people love to make babies and they're like, listen, if I could just be barefoot and pregnant, I would be happy. That's me. My content is they are my babies. And literally being in my house barefoot and pregnant with digital content ideas is the best and most blessed place for me. So think about that. Right now, are you in content creation mode? Are you in creation mode, period? And it's not just about content. Let me explain. So when you're in creation mode, either one of two things is happening. Either right now you should be creating a website for your business because it's time to actually put that together, or you should be creating your offers, your products and your services. So you know who you want to sell to. You've got a great idea. Now you need to be in creation mode where you're putting it together. You're putting the wheels on, right? You know, you're creating the actual thing, whether it be a physical thing or a digital thing. So either you're putting together your products, your services, your packages, or you're building a website so you can showcase that stuff, right? That has a store, that has a blog, that has information about who you are and what you do and who you work with and all that fabulous stuff. Creation mode. That's mode number two. Okay. So is that where you need to be right now? Either creating your products and services, creating new ones, or creating a website to put that stuff. Okay. Number two, let's pause for a second here. If you are in creation mode, what are some trainings or services that I offer that may be of interest to you? Number one, I'm a web designer. I've been building websites for almost 2 decades now. So if you go to webdesign.sysdense.com, you'll be able to see that I can help you either build you a new site, redesign your old site, help you with some graphics, all that good stuff, right? So maybe you need my web design services. Or maybe you need help putting your content together. I have clarity calls. We can talk for an hour or two or three. if you would need somebody like myself to sit down and help you kind of break down for yourself what kind of content you want to create and how you're going to execute that. I also have DIY training. So one of them is my Easy LPP training. Oh my goodness. I am so thankful for my entrepreneurial women who said, LaShonda, do this, create this for me. Easy LPP is a training I put together to essentially show you how to, in a few hours or literally a few days, create your own audio-based digital content, how to quickly create quality content so you can have these low price point digital offers and you share that with your community. The other training that I have, I mean, I have a ton of trainings on how to create content, but two that are really great to start with. Easy LPP is number one. Number two is content to cash flow. So I have an intensive in which I break down the digital to different types of digital content and services that I've offered over the years to build my business. Man, that intensive is really awesome because it gives you a really good, solid look at what you should and can create and where to get started with that. You can actually create your own starter guide. I have a template and it's inside of that training. A lot of the ladies in my circle, they love that template. You know, sometimes they may because it's one of my signature offers, they may come back to me and say, LaShonda, I can't find my template. Please resend it. I need that template. I'm working on a new starter guide. So content to cash flow and Easy LPP, in addition to just you saying, do it for me, right? You know, either LaShonda, help me create my digital products, or, you know, help me build my website and my graphics, all things that I can do for you. And those resources complement those entrepreneurs who right now are in creation mode. Number three, launch mode. So what should you be doing if you are in launch mode? Essentially, launch mode means this. You have identified that there is a specific offer that you want to create. You have created that offer, and now you're working on a few things. Number one, you are working on your target marketing. So figuring out, okay, for this specific offer that I'm getting ready to launch, who do I want to talk to? What conversations do I want to have with them? So you're going to create essentially your POA, your plan of action. This is the campaign that I'm going to create. These are the conversations that I'm going to have. This is how I'm going to connect with people. I'm going to do this webinar or this live stream or what have you. You're coming up with a plan around how you are going to reach real people online and get them excited about and compelled to take advantage of the offer that you're focused on. Okay, so that's launch mode. Launch mode, you're focusing on a particular offer, product, service, and you're putting together a plan of action for that particular offer. Okay. Now, what do you need if you are in launch mode? Number one, as I mentioned before, the Map Out Your Master Plan intensive. Awesome. Okay. Because I talk about in that intensive, Number one, I give you a breakdown of different ways to reach people online. And I'm like, listen, based on your experience, based on your skill set, based on your level of technology, take a look at these different options and figure out which ones you want to do. Okay. And then number two, I talk about the different routines you need to integrate so that it becomes easier for you to reach people on a regular basis. So the Map Out Your Master Plan intensive, really helpful if you're in launch mode. Another really solid training that I've created is my Simplify, Serve, and Sell 28-Day Challenge. That's solid because, listen, inside of Simplify, Serve, and Sell, I share with you my simple system to sales. When I say simple, simple is an acronym I've created: Select, Item, Market, Promote, Link, Engage. So let me break that down a little bit slower because I know I talk fast. Essentially, the Simplify, Serve, and Sell system, my goal is to help you simplify the process of sales so that you can amplify your success. I want to show you how to find and focus on one offer. And over the course of 28 days, I share with you 24 ways to sell that one offer. Why? Because I believe that for a lot of entrepreneurs, especially women entrepreneurs who hate to sell, they feel like they suck at sales when they don't. It's because for a lot of us, in a space where you want to serve, it's hard to feel like you're being salesy, right? And you want it to feel sexy, to be honest with you. You want to feel like sales is something that comes naturally to you, which means you got to work at it. And I'm going to tell you, it didn't come naturally to me. I've been doing this for a long time. I learned how to get better at marketing and sales. And I created this process to share really practical ways in which you can talk about and get people excited about one offer. Okay. So if you are in launch mode and you need some help with that, again, if you don't have it, go back to the Map Out Your Master Plan intensive and get it. If you don't have it, or go back to it and listen to it again, because it's one of those trainings that it's really meaty and you can hear something now and then, you know, you can learn and evolve and grow as an entrepreneur. Go back to it like the success map. You know, I go back to my success map at least once a quarter, right? You go back to it and you're like, yes, this is what I needed to do. This is what I need to focus on. This is what I need to sell. That clarity and reconnection is really important. Same thing with Simplify, Serve, and Sell. If you're focused on launching and working on a particular thing, it helps you get clear about what you can do and how you can create solid conversations and engagement activities with your community around that one particular offer. So that is launch mode, which is mode number three. Let's talk about number four, which is marketing mode. Okay, so once you go from the idea to actually creating the idea and launching the idea, you want to consistently start to market whatever that offer is, right? That's what you should be doing, marketing your stuff so that you can either reactivate people who you've sold to before or attract new people to you. Now, when it comes to marketing, I have what I like to call my big four, BVAC, blogging. I'm really big on blogging. And you know, it's funny. I'm going to be honest with you. Don't tell anybody. I don't blog as much as I used to. And I'll tell you why, because I've been doing this for close to two decades now. A lot of the people who find me from some of my older blog content, and which is amazing, right? So, you know, don't do what I do. You may not be able to not blog for a couple of months here and there and get away with it. I can, because again, I've been doing this long enough and I've got so much blog content out there. But blogging, especially doing it proactively in the very beginning and building up some great solid content that people can search and find on your website. Video marketing, very big right now. Today, Facebook Live and YouTube and Instagram, this is, you know, old school ABC, NBC, right? Nobody's watching television anymore. Everybody's on their mobile devices and in their computers and their laptops and your tablets and their smartphones. So you got to make sure that you're using video marketing or else you are going to get left behind. Same thing with audio marketing. Podcasting is very big, and podcasting is just one form of audio marketing. There's certainly more to it than that. And then, of course, content creation. For me, pictures are worth 1,000 words. So if you're using imagery to create beautiful content images, especially on a platform like Canva, you can't go wrong. So at sissasense.com/BVAC, I take you inside kind of like an introductory look into blogging, video, audio, and content creation, creating graphics using a platform like Canva is just an example. But I also have trainings around those as well. I love to challenge myself and also challenge my mentees, my, you know, go-getter, fire starter women entrepreneurs to at any given time focus on one thing. So it's possible that right now you say to yourself, man, I want to do blogging. I want to get better at that. That's something that I've not done before. So maybe you want to dig into my blog challenge. Or you say, you know what? I'm tired of people telling me to do video and I've just been dragging my heels. I really feel like right now I want to get into video marketing or audio or graphics, Instagram, Pinterest, making images pop and having those pop images on your different social media platforms, right? When I say to you, to answer the question, where do you start? You have to start where you are. I really, if you say, you know what, right now I am in marketing mode, I want to be in marketing mode. I want to get better at marketing my stuff and reaching more people. Then what you've got to do is identify for yourself what particular kind of marketing speaks to you the most. Now, keep in mind, yeah, you can do a little bit of everything. I mean, I'm in a space where I blog a little, I do a little audio, I do a little video, I do a little bit of everything. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you feel like, number one, you're either overwhelmed and you don't know how to do all of it, you can't find the time to do all of it, or number two, you're trying to build your skills, pick one. There are times when all I do is blogging. There are times when all I do is video or all I do is audio, and I dig into one thing and dig deep so I can create a lot of content for that particular type of format, and then use that content over time. So it's working for me while I'm working on other things in the background. So are you in marketing mode? That's something to think about. And if you are in marketing mode, what kind of marketing strategies would you like to get better at? I certainly do have trainings around these different ones, and I highly recommend that you start with one. If all of these you're listening to and you're like, I don't know which one, blogging. I'm going to be honest with you. The best place to start is building up your home base, which is your website. So of all the different marketing strategies that you could potentially start with, blogging for me is a good place. It starts you off where you can start to share more about who you are and what you do and build up content on your website that can essentially become searchable. You know, they talk about SEO, search engine optimization, and you want to make sure that outside of you proactively telling people about your website and all the amazing things that you do there, you've got a solid amount of content that people can search through and find you. Right? So maybe you're in number four, marketing mode. Number five for me is client mode. Okay. So I've got to admit, sometimes to the outside world, I am quiet. Maybe not so quiet in your inbox, because I like to consistently send out emails and things like that. But sometimes I'm quiet on the webosphere and you don't really see me doing live streams or on different platforms or hosting events and doing workshops and things of that nature. Usually when I seem the most quiet, I am in client mode. And when you're in client mode, you're either working on stuff for your customers and your clients, or you're working on building relationships with new people. So now you've built maybe a Facebook group or an email list, and you're building conversations and communication with them. So you're really not so much in a space where you need to be visually out there and in front of everyone online, because you're trying to build up relationships, retain your existing clients, or maybe even reactivate old clients, and those experiences are what you're focused on at that particular moment in time. Maybe when it comes to client mode, you're doing HR, right? Where you're answering people's questions and you're, you know, giving them the process or trying to help them through the process of working with you. Maybe you're doing discovery sessions or clarity calls or strategy calls with people, and you're really digging in that space so that it's not just about you sending out or sharing information across different social media platforms or even on your website, but you're really focused on those one-on-one, real-time, in-person experiences that you can create with your customers and your clients. Okay, so for me, that's number five, client mode. Is that where you are right now? If you are in client mode, where you're focused on those one-on-one relationships and digging in deeper, creating a group or a community for your tribe, building your tribe, maybe you want to take a look at some of these resources I've created around those conversations. One of them is called my Savvy Seller Toolkit. Inside the Savvy Seller Toolkit, I talk about buyer desire on fire, what people really want. I talk about converting browsers to buyers. I talk about selling high price point products. I talk about conversion marketing and sales pages. Why is all this stuff important? Because you need to get better at having solid conversations with your customers, learning how to sell high price point products to them, learning how to communicate to them on a consistent basis, learning how to convert those browsers into actual buyers, and getting your followers to follow your lead, right? So the Savvy Seller Toolkit, that's a great resource to dig in if you are in client mode. And honestly, I do have other resources around client attraction and sales that I'm always creating and sharing, you know, like how to have conversations with your clients, what social tools and web tools to use, how to keep your customers happy and coming back for more, all solid resources and trainings that are relevant to what you need to do when you're focused on your clients and your customers, okay? So are you in client mode? That's number five. Number six here is break mode. Break mode. When you're an entrepreneur, you are going to wear a lot of hats. You know, even if you have a VA or a team, you're going to wear a lot of hats, right? Until you transition from entrepreneur to small business owner or, you know, whatever, you know, solopreneurs, we tend to do a lot. And that can be overwhelming. You know, and sometimes we need a break. One of the things I talk about is how to strategically break before you're broken. Sometimes you just need to clock out, right? And not work on stuff for clients, not create new content, not do more live streams or webinars or, you know, wheels up, you know, traveling to different places and speaking or going to different events or buying another e-course or reading a new book. Sometimes you just need a break. Right? So break modes are essential. What do you do when you're on a break? I mean, different people do things, different things, and there are different types of breaks. Real talk, sometimes there's a block break. I've gone through those where you're not necessarily wanting to be on a break, but honestly, you're blocked. You're trying to, you know, fall back in love with what you do, or you're trying to figure out what you want to do next. You know, your 3-month plan, your 5-month plan. And that takes time sometimes to figure that out. You know, sometimes your body has, you know, kind of broken down. I've been there, done that, you know, where it's like, listen, you need a break. You need either to go on vacation or to slow down or to, you know, realign yourself with, you know, your priorities so that you're not just work, workaholic, but you are working on your wellness as well. One of the things that I've created is a series is called Be Well Boss, sisterssense.com/Be Well Boss, so that between myself and some of the amazing experts in my circle, you can listen to a series around healing and what you need to do to protect yourself and to de-stress and to build your confidence and essentially be well. Because at the end of the day, it's difficult to build wealth when you feel worthless. It's difficult to move forward when you can't move, period, because you are fatigued and frustrated and everything in between. So the Be Well Boss series is great if you are in a space where you are on a break and you need something to kind of listen to and help you figure out how to create your own processes to handling being overwhelmed or overstressed or what have you. I have the Back to Business virtual conference series where you're not just, again, listening to me, but to some of the amazing women in my circle who talk about what you need to do on so many different levels with respect to not just your business, but you as a highly ambitious person, as a highly ambitious woman, what you need to do to reach your goals, to get it right, to get back on track and everything in between. So the Back to Business virtual conference series, as well as my Unblock Your Business, Unblock Your Blessings, I should say, my Unblock Your Blessings audio series designed to share with you the different things that I have done to unblock my blessings in life and create The next thing, which I also have, which is my New Normal Life Design Guide. Inside of New Normal, I talk about the different things I've done to transition from being a 9-to-5 girl living in New York to a full-time work-at-home mama with her house in North Carolina, transitioning from the 9-to-5 world, transitioning from working for somebody else to working for myself, transitioning from apartments to home, transitioning in life and creating new normals. I created a system and then broke it down with a workbook to help other entrepreneurial women in my circle create their own life design. So between the New Normal Life Design Guide, Be Well Boss, Back to Business, Unblock Your Blessings, these are some different of the different types of get better at being your best you solutions that I have for you right now. And actually, as I'm sharing this with you, I'm in the process of creating even newer experiences and conversations around, number one, what you need to do right now to overcome overwhelm, how to get better at decision makings, and being in a space where you can feel confident about the decisions that you're making, and how to work on your business and work through things when things aren't quite working the way you'd like them to be. Those are some of the things that I'm also working on to create for the entrepreneurial women in my circle in need of direction around, again, what to do when you don't know what to do and when things aren't working, how to overcome overwhelm and make better decisions, more confident decisions. So those are the kind of things that I feel like you should be doing when you're in break mode, beyond kind of relaxing and rejuvenating yourself, or maybe you just going somewhere on vacation, or maybe taking a course or doing something completely different. Because sometimes we need to stop what we're doing and do something completely different to kind of open up our creative juices and get us back into a space where we're not self-censoring and being critical, but feeling amazing and back to where we need to be. Sometimes taking a break means, you know what, I'm not going to create. I'm just going to go on hiatus and maybe go to conferences or, you know, get some type of motivation or something that's going to fuel me to be motivated to move forward. During those experiences, the Be Well Boss, Back to Business, New Normal, Overcoming Overwhelm, those kinds of trainings and contents or things that I've created to help my ladies through that particular time, right? Unblock Your Blessings, another one. And then, of course, number 7 here is revamp mode. Revamp mode. At the end of the day, for me, this is a beautiful cycle, like life. Everything repeats and it's cyclic, you know? We go round and round in this beautiful cycle of a circle that I believe is not just kind of not just kind of you going in the same space, or, you know, they say spinning your wheels, but I believe it's an upward cycle, because even though certain things are repeating themselves, you're learning and you're evolving and you're moving forward in time, experience, in age, right? So with all of that, you are going to find yourself in the revamp mode phase at every point in your business, right? Where you get to a point where you're like, listen, I feel like right now things need to be changed, right? And maybe you are in revamp mode where you have established a business or a vision or a target group, something, and you're ready to make some changes. And they could be big changes or small changes. Maybe you just need to redesign your website. Maybe you want to change your vision. Maybe you want to change your mantra, your mission. Maybe you want to change your target audience. For me, one of the ways I feel like I'm able to successfully reach people and build my own digital empire is because at any given time, I'm only focused on one kind of a target person, and I am consistently building on what I've built, like Lego pieces. So I'm always finding smart ways to repurpose what I've created. And again, any given time, there's only one type of person that I'm really focused on. So right now, because so many people are asking me questions around where to start and them feeling overwhelmed and not knowing what to do, those conversations about becoming confident in making decisions and being able to, like what we're talking about today, figure out what to do when you don't know what to do right now. That's the kind of person that I'm creating content for. And I'm committed to that. And once I've created that content and I've shared it and I've released it out into the universe, then I go back into revamp mode. What do I need to change? What do I need to update? And then I move into idea mode. Okay, this is what I want to do. Let's brainstorm those ideas. And I go back to creation mode. And this is the cycle. This is what I do. If you are in revamp mode right now, again, maybe you need help with your website or graphics. One of my favorite packages right now is my Get More Done package. There are clients who don't necessarily need a new website, but they need a web expert, a graphics person in their back pocket. And Get More Done is at sissysense.com/GMD for Get More Done. And essentially you can get 6, 12, 24 hours of time from me. It's a retainer package so that, you can say, LaShonda, I need you to help me with my website or my email campaign or one of my latest projects. I was helping a client with her ebook covers and redesigning them. Before that, I was helping another client with creating new social media graphics for all her social platforms. So they are reflective of the new site that I help her redesign because it was time for her blog to get a new look. So those are some things that you can think about when you are in revamp mode. Do you need help? Whether it's to build a new site or maybe you just need a retainer package from me. Maybe you are in a space where you're ready to evolve and take things to the next level. I have what I call my GoPropreneur guide, which is part of my Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward experience. Inside of GoPropreneur, I share trainings in which I teach people how to take things to the next level. Maybe that for you means you want to build your own membership website or you want to create your own brand magazine, which is one of the things that I've done. And then, essentially once I created my own self-published magazine, created my own website, created my own e-courses, people started saying to me, I want to do that too. Can you show me how? And so those are kind of the things that I teach inside of the GoPreneur experience. So if you are in revamp mode, those are some of the resources that I have that I can share to support you through that experience. Okay. So those are the 7 modes of building your own solid online business. And again, to answer the question, where do I start? Start where you are. Think about for yourself right now, which mode you are in and what you should be doing. Now that starts with you just internally thinking about for yourself what you should be doing. But then the extended version is based on that mode, here are some of my resources that might be helpful to you. These are not by any stretch of the imagination, the only things that I have, but they're certainly great places to start depending upon where you are. Now, you may say to me, you know what, LaShonda, I need more. I need more than these. I'm in a space that right now I could use some ongoing mentorship, training, accountability, and support. What you got? And if that's the case, let me share with you a few other ongoing resources that I have that may be of interest. Okay. Now, the highest of all levels that I have is called my inner circle. Now, inside the inner circle, you get essentially everything. Before I share what everything is, I'll tell you where the information is. And it's sissysense.com/IC. My inner circle is very small, anywhere between, at any given time, 2 to 4 women at most. Why? Because the inner circle, you get everything. My web design services, my Jumpstart Your Business kits, my magazines, my mastermind, my one-on-one coaching, my creating graphics for you, us working together on a weekly basis, the marketing, the sales, the mentorship, the content creation, the web design, everything is inside my inner circle experience. And essentially, it's an opportunity for you to get mentorship and more with me over the course of anywhere between either 6 months or a 1 year period. So if you are interested in that, and you are in a space where you can invest in that kind of experience working with me, then the Inner Circle is the place to be. Now, I started off on a flostering budget. I always tell people, if you ever hear flostering, you know, Sister Sense said it first. I tell people I did not know what it meant to start off on a shoestring. I had little to no money. So floss was all I had. So because of that, I am really committed to creating options and different price points so that depending upon where you are and really regardless of where you are and what you have, there's something for everyone inside of my Sister Sense circle. So the first tier, the highest tier being the Inner Circle experience, you get everything. Just below that, the budget friendly option number two is my Insider Circle. So essentially with the Insider Circle, you get two things. Number one, you get one-on-one time with me every month so that we can talk. And number two, you get access to my monthly mastermind, which is the group training. So in the Insider Circle, which by the way, you can learn more about at join.sissasense.com. All the links are in the PDF, the Start Here Help PDF, so don't worry about that. But my Insider Circle allows you to talk to me a few times a month, and you can choose whether you just want to do like twice a month, or maybe you need 3 hours so you can talk to me more. Maybe you need a combination of talking to me plus a little bit of help with updates on your website. So 1 to 3 hours, the Insider Circle plus group training, that's what it's all about. Just underneath that, you may say, man, I would love to work with you one-on-one, but right now it's tight for me. The Firestarter Circle Mastermind. Fabulous. So what is that? Essentially, every single month, I am proactively working on my business. And every month, I'm focused on one thing. And I call these one things my quote-unquote profit projects, right? So sometimes the one thing is video marketing or blogging or client attraction or updating sales pages, right? It ranges. Email marketing. Every month, it's something different. And my Firestarter Circle Mastermind is essentially where I share, this is what I'm working on right now. Let's work on this as a group. We have a mastermind call so I can share the topic and provide starter recommendations. And then we have a mastermind webinar so you can see my screen and I can show you how everything works and visually how to put it together. So the Firestarter Circle Monthly Mastermind, it's live. But if you can't make it live, I'm always like, listen, no worries. As soon as I do the live, I share the replays. So it's an opportunity for you to experience that project. And I'm going to be honest with you, I have ladies who work with me here in the States and ladies who are a part of the mastermind across the globe. So it isn't necessarily something where you necessarily have to be on live. And between my Facebook group for the mastermind community and my email, you can certainly email me questions in between our live sessions, plus watch the replays. Every month in the mastermind, you get access to the current profit project, plus you get a link to access the replays from the last month, so you can always catch up. Here's the deal. Stuff that happened like 3, 4, 5 months ago, they're not available in the immediate mastermind, but they are in the webosphere. So you may say, LaShonda, I heard that you did XYZ in the mastermind. Where is that? And I can tell you how to get that, how to access it outside of what is available in the mastermind, which is a lot. So again, it's the live, the access to the current replays plus the last project. You also get a few online courses in there as well. And if you are part of Fire and Focus for Life, which means you got a lifetime pass to the mastermind, you also get a 12-month archive, which is so awesome because it gives you a lot of the trainings that I've done. Plus you have 27 online courses, some of my best courses in that as well. So the Fire and Focus, the Firestarter Circle Mastermind, it's pretty awesome. And it's the next real great training mentorship experience ongoing underneath working with me directly, right? Now, you may go, man, I wish I could do that mastermind, but my budget is super tight, LaShonda. What else you got? Fire and Focus Monthly. Fire and Focus Monthly is a 12-month program. Literally, you can start for $10 for the first 30 days. It's less than $20 a month right now. So you should get it while you can get in at that rate. But it's great because it's going to give you the best of what I have to offer at the most budget-friendly rate. So there aren't any live sessions, but guess what? You get instant access to audios and videos and courses and challenges every single month. So we might do blogging 1 month and then do video 1 month and then do social media or sales another month. And I'm basically putting together a combination of audio and video training to help you get better at building your online business, to help you get inside my mastermind Facebook group so that you can at least be able to experience that extra accountability inside of the Facebook group outside of what we do live in the Firestarter Circle Mastermind. And every single month you're getting something new. It's 12 months, okay? Guess what? You can do that if that's where you are and that's all you can afford at this particular point. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's really great to be able to get Fire and Focus, that monthly experience. So every month in your inbox, you get that power PDF with trainings, plus to also be a part of the mastermind so that you can experience it live and take advantage of the current training outside of some of the best previous content that I have. Now, you may go, oh, does that mean that the Fire and Focus monthly is previous trainings from your mastermind? Yes and no. To be honest with you, maybe 3 or 4 mastermind replays are a part of Fire and Focus monthly. A lot of it is other stuff. Some of it is e-courses that I've created, challenges that I've done. Every month you get a productivity audio. You get content that's going to help you with your marketing and your mindset every month. It's a lot of solid stuff in there that I share that I wanted to be able to provide you with over the course of a 12-month period. Okay, so Fire and Focus monthly, that is the experience, the ongoing accountability mentorship training experience that is just below the Firestarter Circle. Okay, and then we have 3 more options for you. Okay, so the options that I gave you, depending upon your budget, your time, how much you want to invest, what you're ready for, the inner circle, the insider circle, the Fire Starter Circle, and Fire and Focus monthly, the 12-month program, those are 4 options for you. And again, all the links that I'm talking about are inside your Start Here Help PDF at citizens.com/SHH. The inner circle and the insider circle, Fire Starter Circle, and Fire and Focus monthly. Now, if outside of what I've just said to you, you're still kind of confused about what is what and where what goes where and where you should be, you can email me, citizens@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voice message. If you're on the website, click the little gray tab on the right and send me a message and let me know what you need some clarity around, okay? Now, you may go, listen, my budget is uber tight. It's tighter than the tightest tight, so what else you got? Then maybe at this point, ongoing support isn't a reality for you. Maybe you just need one-off support. In that case, then again, taking advantage of one of or several of the DIY trainings that I've created and mentioned in today's audio and inside the Start Here Help Guide is a good place to start. Some of these are trainings that are like $9, $7, $27, $47, $97. I've got a little bit of something for everybody in there. And you can just kind of take whatever DIY training you need for right now, right? Do what you can, work with what you have, start where you are, right? Or maybe you just need one-on-one calls as needed. So I do 30-minute calls, I do 60-minute calls. Maybe you need to take a couple of weeks, put them $5 and 10s and 20s together. My calls are, you know, in comparison to the industry standard, significantly less than that because I want them to be affordable and accessible to everybody. So you may want to schedule a clarity call with me as needed if you cannot get an experience where every single month or every single week we're working together. But outside of that, you may go, listen, I need $0 investment. Just keeping it real. Got to keep the lights on and the babies fed, girl. What you got? I do have free resources. I mean, take advantage of my live streams, take advantage of signing up to my email list, take advantage of my YouTube channel. I have a free course. It's called Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward, sisthesense.com/free course, right? I have the free ebook, How to Maximize Your Money Magic. And I talk about how to discover smart ways to make money online. In that ebook, I share my process to making money online. Plus I share quite a few getting started audios and videos, and all of that is free, right? So there are some freebies on SisterSense, and there will always be, so that there's a place for you to get, you know, free 99 and start there. If you do want everything, everything is available to you in the inner circle, as well as the insider circle in my mastermind community. Just keep in mind that for each of these communities, I am one and you are many. So there are times when I do close access to, whether it be my web design services or my insider circle. I'm like, listen, I got too many people, so it's closed right now. Get on the wait list. But if it's open, that means there's a space and there's availability, and there's an opportunity for you to get in and work with me if that's something that you would like to do. So outside of everything that I've talked about today, you can go to workwithme.sisthesense.com if you'd like to learn more about different ways to work with me. Outside of what I talked about today, if you want to send me an email, you can go to sisthesense@gmail.com, sisthesense@gmail.com, if you'd like to send me an email. Outside of what I talked about today, if you feel like I missed something or you're missing something and it's just not quite as clear as you would like to be, either schedule that clarity call with me, send me an email, click that voice tab on the right-hand side, that little gray tab, leave me a voice message. I would love to hear your voice. All roads lead back to me, so it's an opportunity for me to help you in one way, shape, or form get clear, and for me to help you point you in the right direction as best as I can. So that's it. Wow, that is it for today. Hopefully you've got something out of today's dose of daily direction with respect to the 7 modes of building a solid online business. Go forth, create amazing. Go forth, sit down, get clear if that's what you need to do. Hopefully in one way, shape, or form, I can continue to share the best that I have so that I can help bring out the best in you. But until next time, take care.